Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a podcast where we talk about old stories with old friends. Today's guest, Patrick Cloud. To hear more, Lulu Gonzalez.
Hola.
If you want to submit us stories, they have to be old, like 2 or 3 years old. No hot topics, no trending topics. Stuff that's old that you thought was crazy. Or it's new, but it's just totally random, but mostly old. All right, today's first topic, two of them are airplane related. The first one is American Airlines flight diverted after a passenger refuses to stop doing pull-ups on the plane.
What did he do that at?
I don't know what he grabbed. Oh, he pulled up. He was pulling up on the overhead bins, and he was drunk. He boarded the plane with two women. I mean, a woman and two dogs. He just wanted to demonstrate his athleticism. He was leaning up against where he put the bags on the overhead bin, and passenger came by and said, "Well, are you going to do some pull-ups?" And the guy actually grabbed onto it and started doing pull-ups on the plane in front of everybody. He would not sit down. The flight attendant asked him 3 or 4 times to sit down. He refused to sit down. And then he really got verbally abusive with her, calling her many names. The plane carrying 147 passengers and 6 crew members was forced to divert to Kansas City because of the unruly passenger.
Wait, but the overhead bin is kind of short, though, still.
It's a tiny person.
I don't know how you... Because they go in. Like, you know, like, they hook in.
But he opened it and then grabbed it on the inside.
Yeah. Or maybe doing it this way.
He's probably doing it like...
But then pull his legs up.
He's probably doing it frontwards inside. Like this.
But how are you doing it? Because the overhead bin is over the... Like, it's over the people.
Right. He's got to be short. I mean?
Unless it was his aisle.
Right. If he's doing it underhand like this, and he lifts up that
he can't do it underhand.
Then you can't if you lift that arm up and then you lift your legs up.
He's still got to be short to do that.
Wait,
he probably
can you
was
do it
short.
Across the aisle like two different
I guess
ones?
You could.
Like
not,
this.
That's insane.
Yeah, super strong. What muscle was that?
The traps.
I heard it thinking about it. I got sore right
that's
here.
I can't do pull-ups.
I'm trying to imagine.
We know. We know. This, when you did this, we knew you don't do
that. That ain't a pull-up.
You were, exactly. That's
but that was the overhead bin.
Yeah.
I was trying to say that.
You were pulling them together. You were ruining the whole plane.
I definitely got to land that. You
can't do a lot of pull-ups for a frail woman. He did so many at one time.
Remember
I saw his thing. He did like 25. I was,
He's like, pull-ups? Say less.
You do gotta put your hair up.
He said you just gotta put your
you gotta put your hair up for pull-ups too. You said my legs crossed
you really
when
don't.
You do pull-ups, that's feminine?
No, I had nothing else.
It's feminine when you do it. Do you be feeling weird when you gotta put your hair up?
There be times it's like, okay, this is too long. I told a story before where, like, I was in a room, like, we were, like, it was, like a studio session, so there was, like, a bunch of people there, and I was, like, rolling a blunt, and, you know, the blunt has the drugs in the middle, but you can't get your hair in it. So it was, like, the worst time ever. It was, like, all my friends, and I was, like... Everybody was waiting for the blunt. And I was like, yeah, nigga, I got it.
Yeah, nigga, they're doing this.
And I was like, that felt terrible.
You should have swooped it to one side and just had it dangling in the front, like.
It sucks.
I used to date a dude with dreads, and them shits was annoying, man. Like, put a scrunchie on, bro. Like, I'll get on top.
We can't call
I'll
it a scrunchie.
Shit.
We call it a hair tie. It's not a scrunchie.
It's a scrunchie.
It's not a scrunchie.
You had to take the gender out of it. Scrunchies are for girls specifically. Hair ties.
I buy a hair tie.
You got scrunchies.
It's black, no frills.
Scrunchies.
Your locks never stop growing, do they? They just keep on growing.
You get them cut?
Sometimes,
oh,
yeah.
You never going to go back short to like a bob?
Patrick will look like he's going to the military.
Like I never had a bob. Fuck
get
you.
The Maxine Shaw.
That's the bob.
I know. With the asymmetrical.
Yeah.
Is that asymmetrical?
On. Yeah.
Get in to Cascade.
That's the T-Boss.
I don't want to do any of these suggestions.
I want you to get the, who was the nigga from IMX? Marcus Houston had that.
LDB had. No, Romeo. Romeo had them. He had some little dreads that he had, but they were
Marcus
baby dreads.
He had curly hair.
He had curly hair. But
I know
as they
exactly
got older,
what you're talking about.
Romeo had like little twist type of bob.
There was an actress that had the bob too.
It was Becky Shaw.
Get your little bob.
Attorney at law.
Kilton
with a side
Kelton's
part. Get your nice little Kelton side
Kelsey.
Part with
That's
a bob.
The LDB's name is Kelton.
Make your
Kelsey.
Eyes pop, Patrick.
Get you some pearls and some shells. Put those on your edges.
He got a little shell or something in there.
Now he got cute. Some gold. Look at the gold.
That's
right
cute.
There.
I like that.
That accentuates his color in the face.
The trinkets.
The trinkets? He's not the Little Mermaid. Look at this stuff.
Claire's.
Isn't it neat?
What was it in Watson?
What did you think my collection's complete? What did you think I'm a girl?
Doing this hair in the morning singing that.
As is him in the mirror.
I've got gadgets
Look
and pins,
at this Rosa.
I got who's it to what's it galore. You want some sticky weed? I've got plenty. Who cares?
I want more.
Is it this neat?
Patrick can't wait for the Holly Bailey version to come out. He's like, boy, they finna go crazy at Disney.
You know he's mad at first because he went out for the role.
He's out of there mad at everything.
Niggas look over at me like, you tearing up?
Just, you know, the visibility.
Why would I be?
For girls like
the
us.
The references. For girls like us.
You know,
for
little,
girls like us.
It's a little brown girl. I never thought the mermaid would look like me.
I finally have someone I can identify with.
I'm watching it like this.
When she goes up in the water, you too, like.
Yes, Allie.
The two hands on the bud.
I do it for
love
all.
This.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them smoking.
I'm probably not going to watch the whole movie now. I'm not going to watch the movie at all.
Somebody's going to record you and post it.
With his feet up in the back.
Are you watching that movie again? No.
No.
I'm watching it like, I wish I had my legs.
You do have a leg.
What did you say?
I said I wish I had my PlayStation.
That wasn't even remotely the same.
Go ahead and kiss the girl. He gonna be like, me?
Kiss me?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my.
Keep singing!
Kiss the girl. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's all right, he's singing to me. He's singing to me.
I'm the girl.
He's kissing the girl on the screen. No, kiss Chris Charming. Move, Chris Charming. I'm kissing Ariel.
He go like this, lined up. He go like this on the TV.
I have a headache. Goodness gracious. Let me drink some water.
Watch Callie like, that should have been me. That should have been me.
It could have been me.
I had a callback and everything.
He don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. He don't say a word.
I have an Aunt Ursula we don't like. That was... It was meant for me.
Oh, man, my head hurt.
Why was Sebastian the only person in there with an accent? Right? Everybody else talking regular. He's like, hello, man. What's going on? Why are you talking like this?
Was it voiced by a real Jamaican dude?
I'm certain it was a white male.
I think it was a Jamaican dude. I forgot who it was, but he was famous at the time. Everybody else was American as fuck, and he was over here.
Like, the crab probably would be black. No, it was a black dude.
So what ocean was this?
Samuel.
did he travel from the Caribbean?
I don't know why everybody else is like, hello, sir. He's like, what? Why are you? I you little girl.
You're supposed to be my king, Triton.
Rihanna.
Elia, you know your father. Look,
it's like, it's like Tom Hanks' son. They're like, we know you don't talk like that, bro. You don't talk like that. Hey, my Wagwan with the rice and
speed.
He's like, under. No, it's under. Under that sea. Sir, it's under.
We're off the coast of Europe.
But Ireland is right there, bro.
It's cold
me
over here.
Me no on Ireland. Me no Ireland.
Chet Hanks, he was just in Your Honor as a regular white dude. He's like, man, that black stuff's for Instagram. Anyway, Chet Hanks here. I've been using my regular speaking voice. I'm in 6 episodes. He went right back to Instagram. I am the island. I know Tom Hanks Bonty was like, boy. Man, stop doing that.
What show was he on?
Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. It's the judge show. There's too much content.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a lot, bro. I don't see anything. I just
bro,
gave up.
Bro, I started watching Gangs in London.
I finished it. I'm on season 2. Yo.
Is it based in the same world that the Leonardo DiCaprio movie was? The Gangs in New York?
Get out.
No.
Get out.
No, I'm serious. No.
Go outside.
No. Why?
Go outside.
No. Whole different people?
No, I said the same universe, not the same thing.
No.
Totally different?
Yeah.
Is it black people in it?
It's all black people.
It's not all black, but there's a lot of black people.
Is it like Top Boy?
It's a lot.
Or is it old?
It's better than Top Boy.
It's like a period piece.
Bro, let me tell you something. I was watching
that violence in
it. I was just going to say.
That shit.
The third episode.
Oh, my God.
Them niggas killed them niggas. They was there.
Bro.
It's the fight scenes, the way it's shot, the way the story is good.
What's it on?
It's on AMC Plus.
Yeah.
There's too many pluses.
So you can watch. At first, you could watch the whole first season. Prime. They said they just changed it yesterday.
They said like 8 days ago it was like 2 days left.
I didn't even know AMC had a plug.
Yeah. I got it just because of Gangs of London. Ain't
it? It is so.
Walking Dead is on Netflix too.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So I just started season 2.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh my God.
It's so.
This dude right here, he's like the black Jason Statham.
Oh man. He goes crazy.
Like martial arts?
Nah, not like that.
Nah.
But like just got hands.
Just him.
So is it drugs?
It's
you just gotta watch it, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that to be the star.
Yeah.
You guys made it seem like it was like black.
I gotta sell it, man.
Is it a period piece, though?
Huh?
No. Or is it today?
It's today.
It's like today.
It's today?
Yeah. I love good.
It's basically like the mafia world of London, but they're gangs. It's like different gangs, but it's like high-end gang shit.
So like, what's your show? We're there in Birmingham. Peaky Blinders?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like that?
Well, that's still street shit. I think I mean like mafia,
that's
right?
That's a period.
That's a period. Yeah, no, this is current.
This is like Power.
Someone, because they had the houses come together right in the beginning. This is just like these different mob houses or gang houses. They help each other out, and then
they watch each other's money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they figure out a way to, like, watch each other money, like, keep a lookout on the shores, on the docks. Like, somebody handles the guns. Somebody sells this type of dope over here. And you could sell this dope here, and I watch your back, but you got to pay me a fee.
Like that regular gang stuff.
Regular gang stuff.
Bro,
it's so...
The fight scenes. I was watching it. Cause I watch that when I'm on the treadmill. Like, it helps me. I ain't gonna hold
it. See, you didn't watch it. So you didn't watch it.
He's so 20 seconds into episode 1.
You watched the trailer and it got off.
That was 4 different sessions.
All you got to is games. Pause. Jesus Christ. So 17 seconds that time.
Ooh.
He ain't hear no.
It's just the boom, boom.
I can't hear my heart beating so hard.
Title card came out. He was like, well, that's it for me. I'm done. Five minutes.
Kept this up. I'm gonna watch the rest in the hospital. Jesus Christ.
His Apple Watch said, "Really? Really? We stopping?"
He got an Apple Pie Watch. Just like
Apple Strudel Watch. Apple Jack Watch.
His watch be like, sit down. Yeah. You've been standing up too long. Is your reminder to sit down?
I am sitting down. Not by your heart rate.
If you stand up any longer, your feet are going to hurt. Sit down.
All it says every 2 hours, more pie. Thanks, watch.
How much time you got left? I got a quarter of a pie left. You're time to go.
Pie running low.
Jarvis, how much pie is
more
left?
More pie.
What time is this? 2:30 pie. 2:30 pie.
It's two to pie.
I'm gonna tell you the real biggest like detractor of if I watch a new show is if it's on an app I already have.
See, but that's
if it's on a thing that I haven't downloaded.
You gotta expand your horizons, man.
There's too many. Yeah, but that's except Camel Studios app. That one's good. Get that.
But that's
there's so many.
Another subscription just for this one show is like.
But no, they have other shows on there. Like it depends, like what you see. For me, it worked out because I love like they have the new Interview with the Vampire show on there.
Right.
That shit is fantastic. Then they have the spinoff of that, which is the same universe, the Mayfair Witches, which that show is good. So I like those type of genre shows anyway, so it kind of just worked out for me. Mm-hmm. But Gangs of London, when I tell you...
People been telling me about this.
Because I
really
love
good.
Top Boy, and I thought nothing could beat Top Boy. And I was like, another
Narcos.
British show?
I like Top Boy because I like them to be killers with the nice accents.
But that's what I'm saying. They got the nice accents.
You around from here, bruv.
Yeah, that, oh, they got to hear how they talk on there.
You're like, oh, you pussy. It's like, you can't be in a gang fight shouting shit that sounds like ravioli and noodles.
He's like, what you say, bruv? Huh, bruv? He said, what's going on, guys?
Like, for me, is that my ting?
Is that my ting?
Yo, it's $2.99 for the first month. You can get through that whole.
You can do a trial. Season. Do it a trial. Be like, bro, 5 days free. So not cancel the.
I have so many things to watch. Tony, like, you need to watch all 5 seasons of Peacock. And Apple TV has.
Peacock?
I did not say that.
You said all 5 seasons of Peacock.
You did say Peacock.
Ain't Peacock a channel?
That is.
That's a lot. You want to watch the whole platform?
Are you eating Peacocks now? Are you that rich where you're buying peacocks and you're eating
Listen,
them?
You watching Yellowstone?
He tell me to watch Yellowstone.
Watch Gangs of London. Fuck a Yellowstone.
What's Yellowstone?
Some white shit with some white cowboys doing white people things? No, just... support the Gangs of London.
Black people doing grime.
Yes.
That's white what stuff? You should watch.
White people with cows and herds and stuff.
They're always going to do that kind of crime. You know, take hold of this. It's good.
It's good.
That black dude I showed you that he's
you said
he's,
it's on AMC Plus.
Yeah,
go to Amazon Prime and you can just I
oh you
sign
can
up
just
for
buy
that.
It.
Yeah,
okay, I already
you can buy it or you okay yeah.
Okay,
it might still the first season might still be free.
Oh, this came out in 2020.
Oh,
they just released the second season.
Why
just
the
now?
British shows always be like 3 episodes? Have you noticed
this
that?
One ain't.
No, this one's
like it's real.
Yeah,
this was has 10 episodes the first season.
Because you watch Luther.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luther be like 4 episodes.
But one episode is 40 minutes. The other one's an hour and 30
what
minutes.
What are y'all doing?
You ever seen the Sherlock Holmes BBC one?
Yeah, that one like that too.
They have 4 episodes as the first season.
Yeah.
A lot
but
of BBC
each episode
stuff
was like
an
hour and a half though.
Yeah.
They got 5 seasons of Luther. It's a total of 20 episodes.
That's
together.
Crazy.
That would be one American season. That's, season one
you said
had
5 seasons?
5 seasons has total 20 episodes.
Yeah, season one has 10 episodes.
You talking about Luther?
No, of Gangs of New York. Oh. I mean, Gangs of London, sorry. And season 2 has 8 episodes.
It's so good.
It is.
I'm
check
so
it out.
I had to stop watching it because I was watching it too quickly, and I was like, let me chill out. Let me pause on this.
That's too much.
That, and do you have Apple Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Apple TV, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
have you seen Servant?
Severance?
Servant.
Oh, the scary movie thing.
With M. Night Shyamalan's joint. It's not scary.
Shyamalan.
It's not scary.
Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
What's his name?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Who?
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
No, it's not.
This is stupid, and I should never admit this again in public, but this is the perfect time to. I watched The Sixth Sense. Ever told y'all this?
No.
I watched The Sixth Sense and didn't know that Bruce Willis was dead. For like 3 years.
Wait, after the movie ended?
So what did you think happened?
I don't know. I was just like, man, that was good.
Well, so hey, they really spell it out, though.
At the very end.
So when they were showing that, so when people were saying, crazy.
I was just like, man, this is quite a film.
That was the only thing that people talked about from that movie.
Well, back then, after that, I went to high school. Nobody had seen it, so I don't remember anybody talking about
but
it.
But he said, I see dead people, and then they went to like all the times, and it showed Bruce, and then it showed nobody.
And then it showed him trying to open the door and the
nah,
thing
like,
was there.
This flashback is crazy.
And then they showed the actual flashback of him getting
Wait,
shot.
Wait, how old were you when you saw it?
Like 16. I think the movie came out in 99, if I'm not mistaken. 15 or 16.
But they showed him actually shot
Lulu.
And being dead.
But
oh, yeah,
recovered.
They do show him dying.
Yeah.
So apparently
at the
M.
end.
Night Shyamalan thought that the first time Haley Joel Osment said it, I see dead people, and the camera like zooms in on Bruce Willis, he thought it was going to give it away. Because they were like, it's too much to punch in. Like, they're going to know he's dead. And then they did it, and people were like,
"You still didn't know."
I didn't know at the end. They were like, "He is dead." Him.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
"Man." Has he had a twist like that since?
He's had some of the worst twists in my life.
That was honestly.
What was the one where the trees were bad?
That was horrible. Time. The Happening.
The Village.
The Happening.
Awakening or something like
that. The Happening.
Happening, yeah.
That was the worst. That was the one. I literally left the movie theater so mad.
Yeah. With The Village, it was the flowers.
No, The Village was the.
It was an actual village, but that village was like if Burbank was cut off from North Hollywood. Yeah. Glendale.
But didn't they find.
The village was like you think you're in like colonial times, but it's.
And those are the pig masks and stuff,
right?
Wasn't that
with, what's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, that's not who I thought. Never mind.
Yeah.
I think Nicolas Cage.
I think the Twist King title threw him off. Because after Sixth Sense, they're like, the king of twists. And he was like, shit.
And then he put twists in movies that doesn't need it.
He started twisting the end of every... I was a cow this whole time. Going back to scenes that didn't even happen, chewing grass. Remember this?
I was a cow the whole
time. Remember this?
Remember this? Move. That didn't happen.
What other movies has he done?
He did the hold on, I'm going to look it up. Because he had some amazing ones, and then he had
But that's what I'm saying. What other amazing ones were they? Besides
The Bruce Willis one.
I did not like that
Unbreakable.
Movie.
Unbreakable? You didn't like
Nina? It was cool, but I didn't watch it again. It was very...
What about Split? Did y'all like that?
I didn't see it.
I didn't like that.
What? Those were good.
I was just like, this twist? Is what it is? There's no...
No, it was pretty straightforward.
That's what I'm saying. It was just like...
He didn't do Shutter Island, right?
I love Shutter Island.
That was good.
What?
Oh, my
God. Why do you hate that movie so much?
That's
top 10 movies for me.
I love Shutter Island.
I love Shutter Island. It's so brilliant.
Leo DiCaprio, what, he was crazy or something the whole time?
He was
a patient in the movie.
I don't want to give it out.
Nigga, it's 10 years old.
Okay, so he was,
if you're letting that get spoiled, so it's
he was in his real life. He was a police officer. He was a sheriff, I think. And on the island, he was actually a patient, but he was actually going for a lobotomy session. And this was his last attempt of actually breaking the cycle and being like, I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he still believed that he was investigating a crime that happened on the island versus him being a patient. Because in reality...
Was the person with him?
Was it his doctor?
His doctor let him do it, right?
Yeah, but the person that was with him was his doctor.
His detective, right?
His detective was
the
doctor.
So that basically was like that Russell Crowe movie, A Beautiful Mind.
I didn't see that.
Oh, same thing.
Basically?
He was going crazy.
His detective partner was his nurse?
The doctor, his doctor.
The guy who was like wheeling him around, right?
No, like his actual doctor, the one taking care of him, like...
So here's the part I never got about that. Was his doctor like in reality, was the doctor like, all right, let's investigate, like to play into it, or was he seeing that?
No, his doctor was because the other old guy that looked like Professor X, he was the one like, hey, man, if you can't break him this time, he going to that lobotomy. And so the doctor was like, all right, cool, it's like a chaperone, like, because he is crazy.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, come on, partner. Like,
so he was doing all those lines.
He didn't do a record
stuff.
Ride along.
Yeah, basically, he was just like,
it's kind of funny,
making sure he don't go crazy. So that's like at the end when he's like, "Do you remember what happened?" And he's like, and he thinks for a moment, yeah. And then he's like, "Come on, partner." He's like, "All right,
yeah."
He's like, "It didn't break the cycle. That motherfucker's still crazy."
Y'all not gonna believe the movie he wrote after The Sixth Sense.
What?
If I gave you $1,000, you would never guess what movie he wrote after that.
Shrek.
Y'all ready? Stuart Little.
No close. Way.
He wrote Sixth Sense, and the next movie he wrote was Stuart Little. The next movie he wrote was Unbreakable.
Stuart Little? I was a cat the whole time. You remember this?
Meow, meow.
Remember this?
What happened there? What happened when they were like,
money.
I love that movie so much. Stuart Little. No, forget that person. Get the dude who made The Sixth Sense.
Right. You know what probably
There's
happened?
Nothing about The Sixth Sense.
He probably really wanted to make Unbreakable. They was like, nah, we need a kiddie movie first. Then you can do the fuck
Why
you
would
want.
You go to M. Night Shyamalan? We need a kiddie movie.
That's such a random person to go to for that movie.
He also wrote After Earth. Which I didn't realize either.
Ooh, that was trash.
Lady in the Water.
That was big trash. I know you can't say nothing because Will Smith is your best friend, but that was trash.
I didn't see After Earth.
I didn't see it either.
That's the Will Smith movie, right? With Jaden?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I heard it wasn't considered a Will Smith movie because it was mostly Jaden.
Yeah. It was?
Was it?
I thought Overbrook produced it, didn't it?
What's Overbrook?
Isn't it his
his production company?
He's just pretending not to know anything.
Who's Will Smith? What's a movie? Who are you guys? Who am I? What's the day?
What else did he do?
He wrote Sixth Sense, Stuart Little, Unbreakable, Signs.
Oh, I love Signs with Mel Gibson.
Signs is fire.
Oh, that shit was fire.
Signs was great.
That's the one where the alien was like, the kid had asthma or something.
And they kept leaving water all around the house. And they were like, why is little bitch keep leaving water?
That was actually very well written.
Survived because he had asthma?
No, the asthma attack blocked it.
Yeah. Blocked the like alien smoke.
So he couldn't inhale his breath or something. He's like, he couldn't.
Yeah, so he wrote Signs and then The Village. Lady in the Water, I remember not liking it.
It was super boring. I thought it was going to be like spooky.
He did The Last Airbender.
I like that movie.
Oh, which one? The trash one? The not the cartoon. He didn't do the cartoon.
Hell no.
I like The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah, that was trash.
Oh, no, he ruined that.
I like that one.
Everybody hates that movie.
Why? I love it.
Well, if you didn't watch the cartoon, you might be like, ah, this is kind of cool. But
I thought it was cool. What was bad about it?
It was like the Dragon Ball Z movie. If you knew the cartoon and you were seeing the portrayal, it was just like, ah, this is terrible. They tried to fit a bunch of the chapters into one movie instead of so they spread.
That
spread
new one, did y'all see the new one he did with Dave Bautista, Knock at the Cabin?
No, that looks good. She said it was good.
That looked really good.
She said it was good.
I didn't know
he's
that was
either gonna knock out? It out the park. It came out like I think last month.
Two weeks.
He's either gonna knock it out the park or it's gonna be the worst. He don't have no
in between.
Just okay.
Did
movie.
Y'all like Stuart Little?
I didn't see it.
I don't remember.
That was cool.
I wasn't watching.
He was watching. He was driving a little car or something, right?
He was actually an orphan, and he was in a regular.
Can you imagine the plot of Stuart Little on Wikipedia? He was driving a little car or something. Cast.
Little mouse guy.
What happened? He was driving a little car, man. I don't know.
Big mouse. Little mouse.
Go ahead and tell your life. Go ahead and tell your life story. Go ahead.
Little mouse in the big city. I didn't watch any of the mouse. I didn't
see
Ratatouille either.
He was an orphan, and he was actually in a real.
Was that good?
Ratatouille was great. It had a good message, too.
A rat cooking had no...
He wasn't cooking,
man. Piqued no interest, yeah.
He was controlling the man through his hair.
He was a chef, though.
That's what that movie's about?
Everybody can cook.
He was cooking by pulling hair?
He would make all your hair, put like one thread this way.
That chef was a freak. Seasoning.
It wasn't sexual.
Well, he's getting his hair pulled and knowing to use paprika. A hair pull tells him to flip the steak.
It connects to a nerve that make him go,
what?
Pick this up.
It was like a marionette.
He'd be like,
Chef a damn freak. It's like a rodent. Ew. That's what happened in the show.
Yeah, there's but people find out head. And they be like,
And he made a dish called ratatouille, which is like a French specialty. But there's no rats in it. It's all vegetables.
It's all vegetables.
I ordered it after and I was like, this is the worst thing ever.
It was like a vegetable soup. It's like eggplant and stuff.
It's terrible. And I had it like 3 or 4 times. I was like,
why do you keep eating it?
Maybe they're going to make it better.
And the cartoon guy who ate it.
This is horrible. I want one more to go.
Ratatouille does not sound like a good dish.
Because in the movie, a rat is cooking it. But there's no correlation.
It's just called ratatouille.
Yeah, it's vegetable in French.
Rat is vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he lying? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, he's
lying. Pam said it's true.
It is a vegetable dish, though. But the word.
What if the chef couldn't cook like that? So he was being controlled by a rat and making mid? They're just like, ew, the rat's making you cook? This is trash.
It was good. It was a good movie. I like Ratatouille.
Hold on. What does it mean in English?
That sounds like a terrible movie.
No, it was great, man.
Ratatouille was great. You would like ratatouille.
A seasoned stew made of eggplant, tomatoes, green pepper, squash, and some of meat. That's what I was like.
That sounds like
eggplant
what,
is the featured like ingredient in ratatouille, and eggplant be really slimy.
I like eggplant sometimes.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh, what? In the butt.
I can't tell you how many niggas' names got an eggplant after it in the past fall.
Ratatouille is the French words rat meaning chunky stew.
Oh, I was not calling you ratatouille.
Chunky stew.
Come on, chunky stew.
Come on, brothy.
Brothy? Chunky stew. Chunky stew.
Horrible name. Like a gang member. Yeah, they go old Chunky Stew. Coming down the street, might want to hide your wallet.
But he bougie, so we call him Ratatouille. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? Eggplant Parmesan is fire, though. I ain't gonna
Eggplant Parmesan is fire.
Very fire.
Damn, why did it taste so different the other times?
Because the other one was in a soup, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's that the difference between
soup
good?
And stew?
I think stew has more like meat and like brought like heaviness to it.
Oh, yeah.
And like soup is more water?
Like, yeah, it's a little more.
It's more liquidy.
Yeah, liquid base. Stews be having a whole bunch of potatoes and carrots. And once it start getting chunky, that's just stew.
Or like
chowder.
Chowder.
Yeah, what's the difference between that?
I think chowder is made with a flour
super
base.
Thick.
Or like a cream.
They used to call him chowder.
Chowder chunky, stew. Chunky stew. Chunky chowder stew. Chowder. It's like a game. That's chunky stew. Chowder stew. That's plátano stew.
Hemp stew.
It's the soup boys.
Coming with ladles in their hands.
Playing with wooden spoons.
You're gonna get ladles tonight.
We're about to stir things up.
And every victim has minor injuries.
Looks like the forecast for today is scalding. See, what we do is we pour hot soup on people and it burns their tongue.
It's really hot.
It hurts a little bit. It's more mildly irritating.
That sounds like a cartoon headline, like gang of soup boys going around pouring hot soup on victims. Getting away without a trace.
Ladle up.
Getting away without a trace. Come on, we're gonna close on this because Ratatouille is a Pixar film. Top three Pixar films, Pat.
Toy Story, Incredibles, Bug's Life, in that order.
All right, to here.
Oof. Can you give me some options?
I have to go with Incredibles.
Number one?
Yeah, number one. I need to see some
things. There's a lot more than I realized.
Yeah, also, I forgot that's a Pixar movie.
Y'all ain't rock with Soul like that?
Soul was good.
Hey,
top?
Hey, definitely, no way. He spent half the movie being blue.
Being a cat.
They did the same thing for Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, they're like, niggas, y'all be a movie for the first
we'll
act.
We'll give you a black intro so that you guys will promote it.
And then, poof, you're gone. Frog.
Lou, you go, because I'm still...
Soup.
I like Incredibles.
Mm-hmm.
Monster, Inc.
That was a good time.
So,
that was
an honorable mention.
And, geez, only three?
You can do more from Lou. It's okay. Wally's a good one. People get really fat and they go around in motorized scooters. And I was
you
like,
know
I can
what?
See that happening.
I rewatched this recently and I didn't realize how much I liked it. Brave.
That is what the worst one.
No, it's Brave. Not.
It's not. It is.
It is Pixar.
Pixar. I hated Brave.
Why?
Nothing interesting about it.
What? It was a coming of age story for a girl.
The one part I did like is her mom didn't get along. And you usually don't see that in movies.
That was my life when I was a teenage woman.
So see, that's why you connected with it. That's why.
She was like, I'm brave. I too am brave. Pixar.
Is this all of them? I feel like I'm missing some. Because I don't...
It's not a life or death thing. We just want.
It's kind of blasphemous, but Finding Nemo didn't really stand the test of time for me.
Really,
I thought it was really good the first few times, but story kind of dried out.
42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
It kind of dried out for me.
Really?
And Finding Dory was
dried out. Oh,
not that great.
The sequels are very hard. They just rehash. Usually, they rehash the same idea, and what worked don't work again.
There's been a couple sequels that are.
Toy Story 2 was good.
Toy Story 2 is the outlier because I liked all four movies.
Mm-hmm.
But they took a different one. Toy Story 2 is Jesse and the horse come in, right? And they get
stolen. That wasn't as good as 3, though.
Yeah, 3 is what? Lotso?
3 is the big bear.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen 4.
4 is... I think Andy was big by then.
Four is supposed to be like the goodbye, like when Andy gets big. I think that's
they're working on five, ain't they?
Yeah, I can't remember what happened.
But I think
to
he
four.
Gave his toys to somebody, like his sister, right?
Oh, somebody down the street.
It was either a sister or a friend or a random person or something like that.
Random person.
I think
they had like a garage sale or something.
Toy Story 3 was legit. Might have been as good as Toy Story 1 to me. Toy Story 1 was also very original, and I think it helps. The whole thing was like, dang, I ain't even see movies like this.
What
like,
was the movie Toy Soldiers? Was that not Pixar?
No.
DreamWorks?
I think it was DreamWorks.
Yeah, that was a great movie, though.
Yeah.
Small Soldiers, right?
Yeah. Incredibles 1 and 2 and then Toy Story.
One and two?
Yeah.
What's the second one about? The baby?
Huh? Incredibles 2?
About the two.
The baby?
Oh, yeah, the baby, yeah.
Okay.
Incredibles, what I really like, Incredibles is one of my favorites. The villain was great. He was there the whole time. And his, like, and when everybody's super, no one will be. I was like, this is a solid thing. Mm-hmm. I want to see what would happen. Man. I really liked Inside Out.
That's my least favorite.
What?
Least favorite.
I loved Inside Out. Coco's really good too. That Remember Me song was like, dang man, this is sad. Our grandma finna die. And I did not see the villain coming in Coco. Yeah. Enrique, I can't remember his name. I only saw it once. So what's that? Toy Story, Inside Out, and Incredibles.
Inside Out is top three?
No, Inside Out ain't top three.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that is not...
Man, bro, you wow.
No, you I don't think
it's top three. I really
that.
Liked it, but I don't think it's top three. Let me think. I really like Cars.
Yo, you know what was low-key really good? The dinosaur one.
Oh, I didn't see they that
had, What? The they, dinosaur?
They had
You're
some,
like all the worst. These are like ranked in videos as the worst Pixar.
I don't care what people's...
You know what? I would
That's
marry
what she be
you.
Putting on during Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
How about Brave?
This nigga bring over
nah,
a bottle.
I think I'm going to go.
A bottle of something she put on Mama's Family. Like, yeah, now we're cooking.
You see, Good Dinosaur was so good. Good Dinosaur was good. They had so many grown-up jokes in there. They got high. They was doing mushrooms.
Well, I did not watch Good. I hated the Good Dinosaur.
I did not like Brave. It was so sad.
I did not like
it. I love Brave.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't like seeing strong women with hair. That's your problem.
With hair. Wasn't that the one where she was good at archery or something like that?
Yeah. But the story wasn't really nothing.
Yeah.
She just didn't get it wrong.
They just had... Right. Wait, right. Was Big Hero 6...
No. Is that Pixar?
It's DreamWorks.
That's Pixar, isn't it?
If that's in, that's in my top
Yeah, if that's
I never saw that either.
I think it's DreamWorks. You didn't see
that's
Big
Hero
6?
That's the big fluffy robot thing?
Yeah. It is Pixar.
It is? Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga.
Is
Incredibles.
It?
Big Hero 6
Big
was
Hero
fantastic.
6. Goddamn me, Toy Story.
Oh, wait, it is. It's wait. Disney animation. You're right.
Tangled is not Pixar, is it?
I don't think it's Pixar. It's Disney animation.
Dang.
I didn't know that Damon Wayans Jr. was in this.
Yeah.
What?
In Big Hero 6.
Oh. I like Big Hero 6.
Wait, Disney animation was still doing stuff when Pixar was...
Well, because Disney's like your plus Lion King when it was the drawings, and Pixar's always been 3D, and now Disney's...
Is that
so was
the
Big
difference?
Hero 6 3D? Yes. But Pixar just produced the other ones that are... Because Pixar is an independent within Disney.
Exactly.
Yeah, they bought them. I read the book. Never knows what.
That all Pixar is 3D.
That was their main thing.
I never picked that up on that.
I think I never brushed his hair
That's
back
like
enough
not
to
knowing
see
a movie.
Go like
that.
Go like that.
You gotta do
go
this like and watch
you
it.
You didn't
man.
Know that was their whole thing.
I just
You got mad at me for not knowing Bruce Willis was dead. There's 1,000 Pixar movies. You're like I don't know what it is about these that looks different from the
animated lineage. Movies are just that to me, and it seems like everybody does 3D now. So that just made a lot of sense. From the drawings to the 3D. That makes it easier to pick a Pixar movie.
Random question. Pat, what's the best piece of advice you've ever heard?
To mix what you do for work and what you do for fun together.
Can we all answer that? That might be good.
Sure, go ahead.
One of them was, if you're dealing with a problem and you can do something about it, don't worry about it. If you can't do anything about it, don't worry about it.
Wait, was both answers don't worry about it?
Yeah, so it's like, if you can do something about it, all right, when you gonna take care? When you can take care? If you can't do nothing about it, then why you gonna worry about it? It's gonna happen.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Lou?
The best advice I've ever gotten?
Mm-hmm.
Duck!
War jokes.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Lulu doesn't all like that.
I got in trouble.
You scared me.
Can I just tell y'all about this
you did. No, you told us don't play with you, like saying you didn't do your shit. Yeah, that's what you told us.
Yeah, that's
not what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
I just said duck.
Okay. Are you just like shouting out foods you like? Roast! Damn!
Brisket!
Chicken!
I think it's kind of the same thing he said. If you can do something about it.
No, you can't take someone
else. Why not? Why? We can't have the same
advice. I was actually with him when that man told him that. I was like, hey, that's crazy. We ain't know each other yet, though.
What if she was just taking the advice you just heard from him? That was the best advice I ever heard. So my answer is also...
You can do that right now. That is some good advice.
It really resonated with
you. What the hell?
You can't do something about it. Don't worry about it. You can do something. She tries to explain it all over again. If you can do something about it, don't worry about it. You feel me? Yeah. We all heard it.
If you can fix it, fix it. But if you can't, don't worry about it.
To hear more. And then under that sign, whoever told him.
It's funny. That reminds me of this quote I saw. Some hood girl was like, "If you can yell at me and tell me no, if you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. And if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what."
See, my mom told me growing up, she was
"You're difficult."
And it's always
you probably argue with everybody.
It was in the same like sense of that when she would always be like, "You're not better than anybody, but nobody is better than you."
People think
that
because
makes
there's a certain
sense.
No, there's just a rhythm to that. People think if what you say has a rhythm, it's like if you go in there, you gonna be in there. But if you don't go in there, how you gonna know where you are going?
You're right. This has a certain pacing. Yeah. Like, hey, let me tell you what. Today ain't tomorrow.
That's why people think.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Ah, man,
so, yeah,
that is true.
I'm gonna go with my mama. Tell me. I'm gonna go with that one.
Then they get hyped up. Like, yeah, talk to her.
She would say that to me. Like,
slow down now.
Before, you know before what I'm I would saying? Go. To like anything important, she would tell me that, and I'd be like, "Yeah, right."
And they're pointing at you.
Yeah.
So you kind of like looking at the finger, like, "I guess you're
and
right."
And then you gotta go like this.
Jilly from Philly, that is the person who said that. All right, my advice was, if come on, man, everybody got to do that. I heard you breathe in. I knew you was finna say
something.
I know both of y'all both took a little quick breath. So y'all, let me say my stuff. I let y'all rock.
Go, rock.
And don't say it after either.
Okay. Best advice. You guys want to see a dessert menu? You know what? I like the cut of your jib.
Everybody got to know, man. I thought we were starting over a new leaf.
May I suggest a cream brulee?
Oh, you just full of gems today, ain't you? Ain't you, Aaron?
May I suggest a cream brulee? That's not even his life. The best advice I got is save room for dessert. You know, sometimes life is hard and you don't save room.
Best advice, unbuckle your pants before you begin the meal.
I personally would try the German chocolate. Whoa. You might have just changed. You might have just fucked my shit up just now. You just changed the game, Aaron.
What's your advice, Ken?
Dips are not just for sandwiches.
Are y'all gonna listen? Or...
Here we go. Go ahead, man. Go on with your little advice.
Go on with the little ass advice, boy.
And don't use it against me. Best advice I ever got was hire.
Come on, man.
Hire someone who's good at their job and then let them do it.
Okay.
All right, bye. This has been our song.
So you're your trainer.
What monkey on a unicycle gave you this advice? hire somebody that's good at what you need them
that just lets me know. So wait, you were before that. You were just hiring people that were horrible at hiring.
If you need a painter, get a good painter and then let them paint good. That's just business 101 right there.
Look at Kev was hiring fat trainers and was like, I don't get it. Why aren't I losing weight? Because you niggas are celebrating a 2 mile jog at Pizza Hut.
If your car is broken, get a good mechanic. Don't get a bad one. Get someone who knows how to fix the cars. And then just let them fix it. Because if you don't let them fix it, then it's not going to get fixed.
He said, what kind of monkey are you?
And that's the best advice you've got? Like, that's the best?
No man that said hire shitty workers, crossed it out.
And was like, yeah, hire good workers.
This makes way more sense to me. After hire, don't let them do their job. Scratch that out.
Hire them and do their jobs for them. No, that's completely.
I've been hiring shitty workers and then not letting them work. I've been like, hey, you don't work. Everything you're saying is changing the game right now.
I've been living my life by this. Every day it's on a sign I touch it before I leave my house.
You touch it.
And it's
basic
back.
Common sense. Let's go today. I'm leaving the house with basic ass common sense.
It's not put together well, so it's kind of dangling.
Then he slaps a sign that says chew then swallow.
That's
my order for today. Breakfast, lunch, then dinner.
And then he tags the sign of a cheeseburger. See you later, babe.
Chew then swallow right next to it as a sign.
It's hilarious.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go back to that dude and be like, man, that was stupid. And you guys told other people that.
You mean the free trial of Business 101 that you got?
They made fun of you for 10 minutes after I told them the stupid crap you said.
Page one. Oh, shoot.
That's mind blowing.
It's got some stuff in it. Would you like the full thing? No, I'm good.
I think I got this business thing figured out.
I don't need the full subscription.
Going right back. It was my acting, our directing teacher in UW. And I was like, man, this guy got it.
So you met like on a set.
Yeah, he was like, hire the lighting designer and then let them do their job. Don't get in their ways. Like, don't micromanage.
Mm. That makes a lot more sense.
That's what I said.
You should have gave some context. Yeah.
I figured it was for the micromanage thing because you said you used to struggle with that, but I wasn't going to say nothing because I ain't getting in the way of my joke.
You could have helped me. You're like, nigga, this is hilarious.
Them niggas was jumping you. I was like, I need to get some kicks in too. Yeah, you saying stupid shit.
I just picture the editors trying to do their job, but Kev's on their lap. Just like...
Well, they said that advice was dumb.
Cut that.
Just making my side hurt.
Oh, my God.
My best advice was act like you're supposed to be there for my brother who passed away.
No, you can't do that.
No, it's not right there. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Huh? No, huh? No, He's not here to defend himself?
No.
Jason, I love you.
No.
81.
We talked about this earlier.
81. I'm doing twice in one day.
You got a one-day limit.
If you just said act like you're supposed to be there, we'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's way better than your first one.
That's actually good advice.
That's way clever. Mike, way more clever.
I think Jason would have did. Jason would have just said it 11 at that.
Made it weird.
I'm not doing this with them no more. my cheeks in the back of my head, when we do ours, these two little
you
muscles.
You gotta tell that nigga when to say when.
I just picture somebody in a disheveled suit and like crooked glasses, like, hire people that are good.
Let me tell you something, Kevin.
Let me tell you something, Kevin.
Okay, you wanna be successful, Kevin? What you gotta do is hire people. Well, good at that job, and then let them do the job.
It definitely was a
pimp.
That's
what I did.
It
was
a pimp. And then he just disappears into a puff of smoke.
Let me tell you something, Kevin.
This man told me. me this information.
It's like, that guy doesn't own any businesses. He's here all the time.
He's just turned around and he's in the corner. That just ruined your advice, man. You're peeing indoors.
He just gave that guy cooking advice. He's just giving random saying things.
Oh, you man. Pee indoors, it's just kind of like a moot point.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, man, I gotta pee.
We love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Patreon, shout out to y'all for hanging out with us all day. If you're on Patreon, you could have we recorded these all in one day.
Yeah.
So
my shirts didn't change.
We love y'all. Man, you get it.
I put a jacket on.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, all right, love y'all, man. Thank you for rocking with us. Tell a friend about the podcast. See you next time. Peace.
Bye.